This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now?
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
It is so fantastic. I'm so excited to be here today. I have a guest and he's on the way. And so I'm kind of just going off of no script, no anything, and I just want to have a heart-to-heart. So what I want to say first is if you want to call in during my heart-to-heart, you feel free. Okay, I always talk about being vulnerable and transparent. And that's what I'm going to be today. And phone number is 888-995-5552. Phone number again is 888-995-5552. And this is KKLA 99.5, Sue Freeze Show. And, you know, people say, what is this show about? And I say, you know, when people ask me that, I always say, it's not about termites and it's not about bugs because I'm known as the termite lady. And I say, what it is, it's about pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Because I am the termite lady, and I'm just going to give you a little background, because some of you don't know me, and I've been the termite lady for a while now, and I own a company called Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. And what we do is we offer alternatives to chemicals for treatments. Now, that's really a wonderful thing, because it used to be that if you had a termite problem, the only thing you could do was to fumigate your home. And now we say we have the good news. Why? Because you don't have to always fumigate the home. If you have one or two areas of infestation, we can take care of that problem by using local treatments. And there's quite a few different options out there. And the beauty of Ecola, the acronym for Ecola, is effective combinations of lasting alternatives. And we came up with that because it's true. We have heat, which is the only recognized alternative for full structure, according to Consumer Affairs, to be compared to fumigation, because it's the only one that can be full structure. And the beauty of heat is it's clean, hot air. There is no chemical. It's just clean, hot air. And there's added benefits for it also, because it deodorizes and sanitizes, and it kills the eggs of the termites. So there's added benefit to using heat. The other beauty of heat is it doesn't have to be full structure. It means that it could be the attic only if that's the place you have the problem, or it could be a room or a garage. And people say, well, how do you know if you have a termite problem? And I say, well, a lot of the times you'll see little droppings, and they kind of look like multicolored coffee grounds. And if you see that, that means you do definitely have a problem. Another thing is when the integrity of the wood has been compromised, meaning that if you push on wood and you find that it sinks in, you've got a problem. Now, whether it's termites or just water damage, an expert termite inspector could come out and let you know that. Our inspections are free, and yes, this is a commercial for Ecola. Why? Because Ecola is the one that pays for the show to go on, so I feel it's only right for Ecola to get some time. So I just wanted to bring that up to you, and you know what? Now is a really good time to do to have termite work done. And why is that, Sue? The reason is because we're getting ready for November, which is Thanksgiving, and we have so much to be thankful for. I know I do. And then we have Christmas. And so usually what we're doing around now is we're figuring out how we can make our house more presentable, how we can make it prettier for our family and the traditions to go on. And so what we do is we paint, or we, you know, we do these things, you know, we'll remodel, we'll do these types of things. And it's best to do the termite work before you paint, because the termite work can, we can drill holes and do some other things, or you have to replace a piece of wood or something. And so it's always best to get the termite inspection, find out if you have a problem, to get it taken care of, and then paint and have it beautiful for your family and friends to come over and visit and share the festivities. You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5. If you'd like to call in, 888-995-5552. Now I'm going to get into a little bit of of my story. I've been in the pest control business for over 30 years. Yes, I know. It's a long, long time. And if somebody would have said to me in high school or even college, what are you going to do when you grow up? I would say that pest control, being the termite lady, would probably be not even on my radar. It wouldn't even be a thought. But sometimes life changes, things happen, and you know there's a fork in the road, and decisions are made, and that's where I ended up. And so when you end up somewhere, the best thing to do is make the best of it. I love business and I love people. So for me, I was heavily involved in my church. I was very involved in ministry. And when E. coli became available, I was, backtrack a little bit, I was working with my husband for 20 years at a competitor pest control company. And then this opportunity became available for me to purchase E. coli, and it was owned by two men at the time. And at that time, I was very fearful. I knew what I knew, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And you know, it's good to know what you're getting yourself into when you go into something. But not always do we have that option. So sometimes you have to take a step of faith in life, and you know, just have God on your side, and you'll get through it. And it was a hard struggle, and I did it out of submission for my husband. I said, yes, I'll do this, but I don't feel it's the best thing for our marriage. And I did it anyway. And so I took over E. coli, and I was used to being on the front end and answering phone calls and taking care of the customers on the front end, and I loved doing that because I cared, and I knew a lot. And so I was talking to mostly women and mothers who cared about their children, and I realized that there was such a need for non-chemical alternative treatments. And so when the opportunity became available for me to go into a company that had some of those opportunities and choices, I decided it was a good move for me. So I moved over to E. coli and became the president and 100% woman-owned in this organization. And I had 41 employees at the time, which was a large endeavor. Six offices covered from San Diego to San Luis Obispo. We handle all of that, and it's a wonderful thing. So moving forward, there were a lot of issues that happened during that time, a lot of struggles. And being a Christian, I wanted to run my business with biblical principles. I had to move myself out of church ministry and being in the usher team, worship team, and drama team, and helping with spiritual gifts, which I love, into making my employees or having my employees be my ministry. And so that's what I did. It's quite different being in the world of business versus being in a church setting, but it was something God was leading me to do. And so that's where I ended up being. So 30 years into the business, actually 31 now, and now Termite Lady, radio, TV, building the business, building the offices, learning about insurance and work comp, and understanding how legislation and politics plays into their decisions, how they affect me as a business owner. All the things that I really didn't want to have anything to do with now become very much on the forefront of what happens in my business. They make decisions that affect my employees and medical and everything. And so it's really important for me to be up on things like that. And it's not my pleasure and it's not my gift, but sometimes we have to do things that we don't really enjoy. But what I've learned over all this time is that it's important to work within your gifts, because God gave us gifts, and those gifts are so important to work within. And that's what I've learned to do. And I've also learned to learn what my employees' gifts are and to help them build on their gifts and help them equip them to be successful. I think that's so important as a leader, is to equip people that you're around to be successful. And I think I've done that. The phone number is 888-995-5552, and I welcome any caller to call in and ask any question about termites, pest control, running a business, being a woman in a man's world. It hasn't been easy to do that. But if you have any questions regarding that, before I got into the business, actually during the business, I also went into doing a network marketing program for a makeup company because I used to work for Max Factor before I got involved with getting married and having children. And I learned about image consulting and color analysis and that you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. And I will say that anybody out there that's looking for a job, some of the things I look at or look for in somebody that's coming to interview is, number one, research. Do some research on the company that you're going to go work for or that you want to interview for. Have your resume in your hand. Have all the information you need in order to answer the questions. Be thinking about what the employer is needing, not what you need. The funniest answer I've ever gotten is, why should I hire you? I always ask that question. I'll say, you know, if there's 20 people outside my room, which sometimes there's 50 applications, especially right now with the labor the way it is right now where there's so much unemployment, I'll say, why should I hire you? And they'll say, because I need a job. And I'll say, okay, that's what you need. That's why you want me to hire you, but why should I hire you? And so always be thinking about the other person, and that's a good principle for life itself, whether you're in sales or you're anything. You always want to be looking for the win-win, but what's in it for the other person? And if you can listen carefully to what the needs are of the other person and you feel that need, I guarantee you your needs will be met. This is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. Phone number is 888-995-5552. Dorothy, you have a question about Ecola Services. Are you there? Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. What kind of non-toxic treatment is she talking about?
Non-toxic treatments. What we have is we have, thank you so much for calling and thank you for asking me this question. We have the heat process, which is clean hot air. We have the E-gun, which is an electric gun that emits 90,000 volts of electricity. It uses Mother Nature, just electricity. There is no chemical involved in that. And what it does is it has electrical currents that go out, and it scans the wood, and it looks for the path of least resistance, which would be a tunnel where the termites are tunneling through wood. And termites are made up of 85 to 90% water, and electricity is, water is conducive to electricity, so the electricity is attracted to the water in the termite. So it looks for the termite, and it zaps it, and what that does is it affects the termite to where it cannot digest food. So basically, it eats himself to death. And then we have the microwave, and then we have borates, which is like table salt, and it has the residual.
It's called what?
Borates, which is like table salt. It's a salt solution for borate.
B-O-R-A-T-E?
Yes, B-O-R-A-T-E. And our website is a great resource for all this information because it's all on there. We've spent a lot of time to educate customers so that they can make an educated decision on who to choose. Have I answered your questions?
So if I just wanted to kill a bunch of bugs besides termites, what would be the best way to do it?
Well, every bug has its own living habitat. It has its, you know, is it nocturnal? Does it come out during the day or the night? Where does it live? What does it like to eat? All those things affect how we treat, where we treat. And the benefit of us is that we are educated and we understand what their habitat is and what their lifestyle is. And so we will go after the nest of the pest. So we come out and we will find out exactly what it is you're dealing with. And then there's different products and different methods for each bug that's out there. So the best thing to do, I know there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, and I understand that, you know, it's good to save money when you can. But I always say, you know, sometimes it's best to hire somebody that knows what they're doing, because the expense of buying materials and not knowing exactly what you're doing, there's such a time involvement there that it's easier just to call the experts out and get it done right. And we give a warranty with our services, which means
we're working with an expert, and they're not doing the job, okay? I went out to the patio, and the chairs were covered in spider webs, and I had to overturn each chair and attack a black widow nest, and there was more than one with the eggs. And when you spray into a black widow nest with all that webs around those eggs, the spray does not penetrate that, and they don't die. You have to stomp them or something else.
Well, it sounds like you're dissatisfied right now, and I would suggest that what we do for spiders, not black widows, because black widows are very dangerous, and you know, be very careful about turning over things without looking. Excuse me?
I attacked them. I was just, okay, declared war. And I won.
Okay, well, that's good, Dorothy. I'm really happy for you. Anyway, spiders, what we do for pest control is we deweb. Because I don't know about you, but I don't like walking through a web when I walk into my front door. And that's something special we do. Not all companies do that. But we also offer a warranty service. So if there is a problem in between services where you're not satisfied or you find something that we might have not found, you would call us up and we'd come back out and take care of it and there'd be no additional charge. So I wish you well. And thank you so much for calling, Dorothy. I appreciate you listening to the show. Have you listened to the show before?
Contact you, what would be the best way?
Oh, great. Boy, I'm giving a commercial. You can call the 800 number, so there's no cost to you, and the phone number is 800-332, and you spell out the word bugs, or it's 2847.
2847. 1-800-332-2847.
Right.
Okay, I'll have the CEO of the Women's Center, the downtown Women's Center, with all these churches and all these world-renowned people coming through here. I will tell her to contact you.
Well, listen, when she calls, would you please have her tell the people, my call center, tell the girls at the call center to pass that call on to me so I can talk to her direct, okay?
If it's not the CEO, it's the assistant CEO, whoever.
That's fine.
It's going to be the top person because we've all had it. The maintenance men have had it. We've all had it. I mean, something's got to change here.
Okay. Well, I know we can help you. So thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. The phone number again is 888-995-5552. Being a business owner is a big responsibility, and I don't take it lightly. And ministering to my employees, I always, I had a gentleman who worked for me once, and he says, you know, you've got it easy. You don't have anybody to answer to. And I was so shocked in that response because I looked him right in the eyes and I said, are you kidding me? I said, I have 50 employees that I have to answer to. The decisions I make affect all of my employees, but not only my employees, they affect the families of the employees and even my customers, because it's really important that we take care of the pests and the termites. And so it's really important that I take care of the employees. And, you know, it's difficult because as a leader, you can't make everybody happy all the time. But I try to listen. You know, listening is so, so important. And I think that if there was one thing that I would suggest for any person in any type of relationship, because that's what it's about, relationships. And it's all relationships, and it takes communication. And it's much better to listen than it is to speak. I had someone tell me a long time ago, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We have two ears so that we can listen twice as much as we talk. So with that being said, I will just say that, you know, we are all called to minister to one another. And we are all called to, you know, be there for one another. I've been going through a really hard time lately because I got thrown off my horse and I broke my leg. And it's not a real fun story, but I'm 4 months into it now. And I can say right now, if I can do this without tears, that it's been the biggest struggle. And the biggest struggle is having humility for being able to ask for help. Because when you're a leader, you're supposed to have the answers and you're supposed to be able to handle things. And when you're in a position where you can't drive and you can't even take a cup of coffee from the kitchen to the couch and you have to ask somebody to wait on you hand and foot, it's really, really difficult. And then try a person who works 16 hours, which is me, to not be able to drive, to not be mobile, to be in a wheelchair. Amazing thing with the wheelchair is I keep saying little victories and people say, how are you doing? And how's it going? And I'll say, I'm getting better every day. Because our words are so important and our brain hears our words. And I was told a long time ago that when you read scriptures that you can read them quietly and your brain will hear them. But if you read scripture out loud, Your brain hears your own voice better, and your soul hears your words. So it's much better to read scripture out loud, and your body needs to hear your voice, no one else's. You know, that kind of brings me to another story on a woman once who she kept having fevers, and they didn't know why she had these fevers. And she went to a psychoanalyst, and she went to a psychologist, and they sat with her for hours and listened to her and listened to her and listened to her, and then they couldn't come up with why she kept having these fevers. She went to the doctor, of course, first, and couldn't figure out why she kept having this burning up. She was burning up. And then after months and months of going to different people to seek help to find out why she had this fever and it would never break and she'd take medication and everything, she went to a pastor. And she sat with the pastor, and she's talking to the pastor about this and that and how this really just burns her up. And he said to her, he stopped her, and he said, you know, I don't know what's wrong. And if you've gone to a doctor and you've gone to a psychotherapist and you've gone to all these people, the only thing that I can hear, that I hear you keep saying over and over again, is that that really burns you up. And I'm thinking that maybe you should stop saying that. And so she did. She says, you know what? I've tried everything else, but I haven't tried that. And so she changed what she was saying, and then she'd say, instead of "that really burns me up," she would start saying, she would just say, you know what? That really is upsetting. Or you know what? I'm going to do better next time. Or she'd come up with something else to say. And you know what happened? Believe it or not, this is a true story. But what happened was is that her fever broke. And it was because all they could come up with is that she changed something she was saying. So the moral of the story is that watch your tongue, watch what you're saying, because your brain is hearing what you're saying. And I was saying, I'm getting better every day. And, you know, people say, how are you doing? I'm getting better every day. And you know what I'm saying now is I'm saying I'm healed in Jesus' name. I am healed, completely healed. And I'm going to walk. And I'm going to run. I don't really enjoy running, but I'm going to run, and I'm going to enjoy it now because I'll be able to do it. And I'm going to be able to dance because dancing is something so, so important to me. Stepping back from this, I will say that being in a wheelchair was an amazing, amazing lesson. You see things from a different perspective. And I say I saw so many zippers, and that sounds funny, but I saw everything from zipper level, and you'd be amazed. It's like when you go to Disneyland and you see Disneyland from your children's eyes. It's a whole new world that opens up with just this whole new reality. And it's amazing to just change the position in which you're looking. And it's amazing to see the reception of people. I would go to a party in a wheelchair, and it used to be that I would walk into a party, and I'm about 5'7". I'd walk into a party, and I would just try to work the room. I don't know. Some of you can relate, I'm sure, and some of you probably can't. But I would work the room, and I would just try to, you know, hi, how are you? How's it going? And I'd work the room. But when I got in the wheelchair, it wasn't so easy to maneuver in the room. So what I would do is I would find a place against the wall, and I would, you know, roll my wheelchair up to the wall, and then carefully place my wheelchair against the wall so I wasn't in the way of any walkway, bathroom, food, anything. Tried to be out of the way. And it was amazing to see that people would see that I was kind of sitting there with no one to talk to. And they would, one by one, there would be a chair. They'd bring up a chair. They'd sit the chair next to me. And they would start talking to me. And the conversation was so much deeper than the conversation I had when I was in control. So what's the lesson? I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's good to just step back. So, you know, life happens. We get up in the morning and who knows what's going to happen. I woke up this morning and I decided I was going to take my horse for a ride and ended up 4 months later not being able to walk. And I know there's so many stories I've been hearing, people sending me emails and getting on the SueFreeze.com and, you know, writing things on there of encouragement and help. And I just have to say thank you right now to all those people. When we return, my guest is here now, and I'm so excited that he's here, and I'll introduce you after the break. Wow. I talked for almost a whole half hour, and I had no idea what I was going to say. That's pretty good. So this is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. And if you'd like to call in, I would love to talk with you. It is live. And, you know, I drive all the way in here because I want to talk to you. And so if your heart's beating and you feel like you have something to say, don't hesitate. I always say that because, you know what, there's somebody else that might want to hear what you have to say. And don't leave it all to yourself. You know, the devil wants to keep us isolated. He wants to make us think that the problems we're facing are only our problems. But they're not. And you know what? Don't deny somebody the gift of helping. And that's something I think I've been doing for a long, long time. And now it's just so nice. I mean, I have to ask for help. And I guess that God wanted me to slow down for sure. And I don't blame God for the accident. I don't think that that would be right for me to do. It's not his fault. I made a bad choice. I made a bad decision. But you know what? God's with me every minute of every day. And I lean on him every minute of every day. And I'm so thankful that I have him. And if you don't have him, he's there for you too. So I want to welcome you into our family, Christ's family, and understand that he died and he gives us grace. We don't have to get better before we receive him. He's there for us right here, right now. And so I would welcome you to just look up, ask him into your heart, and I know that he'll be there and he'll receive you just as you are. He says, come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show. Is your financial advisor looking out for himself first?
We realized that our guy was recommending investments that paid him the highest commissions and that he was obligated to push his company's products.
They went to see Robert Micon and Bill O'Connor, the money guys from Applied Financial.
In our first meeting with Robert and Bill, we learned that they don't work off commissions. They offer no proprietary or self-serving investment products, so they're free to recommend what's best for our goals and needs. What a welcome change.
Sometimes it's hard to tell exactly whose best interests some financial advisors have in mind. But with an independent, unbiased, and transparent approach to investing, you can be confident that the money guys are working for you, and isn't that nice? For a complimentary second opinion, call Robert Micon and Bill O'Connor at 866-SEEK-COUNSEL. 866-SEEK-COUNSEL.
Testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other clients and is no guarantee of future performance or success. Robert Micon and William O'Connor are registered principals with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Where does a woman with children go when escaping domestic violence?
I could hear the smile over the other end of the phone. She goes, come on in and you'll be safe.
Her name is Elise. She found safe refuge with her 4 children at the Sheepfold.
My lowest point was when I didn't have anywhere to go.
Each and every day, we see God's healing at the Sheepfold. Abused women and children find safe refuge and a new beginning here.
This was a home. It wasn't a shelter. It was a home in a residential area with gorgeous furniture and warm embraces, and I'd never encountered anything like that before in my life.
This is Fran Lundquist, founder of the Sheepfold Shelters for Abused Mothers and Their Children. If you know a woman in need of shelter or to receive free resources to help prevent domestic violence, please call the Sheepfold today.
Call 877-SHEEPFOLD or log on to thesheepfold.org. The Sheepfold, providing shelter and care to abused women and children in Jesus' name. Call 877-SHEEPFOLD, 877-SHEEPFOLD.
So we're We're back after the break, and my guest is here now. There was a little bit of a misunderstanding, but he's here now, and he got here safely, and I'm amazed that he made it. But he did, so thank you, God, and thank you, Scott. I'm going to give the listeners, some background on you, Scott, just so that they have a little bit of an understanding as to who you are and where you come from a little bit. Scott grew up in Utah and became a Christian at age 19 while in the Navy. After completing his military enlistment, he pursued academia. He counseled and served in various ministry positions while achieving several undergraduate and postgraduate degrees, including master's degrees in both theology and psychology, as well as PSYD-ABD, don't know what that is, maybe you can tell me. Scott formed his nonprofit Biblical Christian Counseling Organization several years ago and works full-time counseling out of two offices. He serves as staff counselor for a large church in Orange County, that's where I grew up, and occasionally teaches postgraduate classes in a local university. Scott's distinct style of biblical Christian counseling blends the best of psychology with the truth and grace of Scripture. Scott attributes his unusually high success rate helping marriages and individuals heal and reconcile to the practical biblically derived relationship tools, which he says both equip his clients and reframe their thinking to align with God's thinking about self, others, and circumstances. So Scott, welcome.
Thank you so much, Sue. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm sorry we're cut short. We only have 30 minutes. We're going to have to talk faster, okay? I hope the listeners can listen as fast as we can talk.
I'm all for it.
Okay, good. You said you haven't been on the radio before, so we're going to have a good time, okay?
Yes.
All right. So what are you passionate about and why?
Well, I'm passionate about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Really, that is my passion. He is my passion. I think I'm passionate about seeing people grow in Christ, and one of my clients put it well. I have to give her the credit because she said it like this: if I woke up this morning and I realized that I didn't have anything, that everything I had was gone, I would realize that I still have everything because I have Jesus Christ and He is my everything.
Amen to that.
I'm passionate about Christ and seeing people grow in Christ. That's my passion.
That's really fun to watch that, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
Very fulfilling.
So do you think you are successful at what you do?
Well, I believe I am, and to me, a person is a success as a follower of Jesus Christ if they just simply do what they believe is consistent with God's revealed will for their life in that moment.
So it's kind of like that bracelet, what would Jesus do?
Yes.
We ask ourselves that every
yes.
single minute of every single day. Because you know what? We have choices every single minute of every single day, don't we?
We do. We have choices. And those are eternal or self-centered, either one.
Right.
So we choose for Him or we choose for me.
Right. So how can you continue to listen to people come to you and dump all of their... I think about that a lot, you know, because I used to be in a Bible study where people would come and they would tell me their stories and whatnot. And it can get really... It can get you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can. There's a story of that I created many years ago. Two men lived across the street from each other. One had a manicured lawn that was immaculate. The other one, living across the street from him, went to a very high-stress job working at an office where millions of dollars changed hands every day. And he would come home at the end of the day and walk through his little white picket fence under his tree into the house, and the man with the manicured lawn would watch as he played with his family, had a wonderful time like he didn't have a care in the world. Finally, one day, the man with the manicured lawn stopped his neighbor and said, "Stop. How can you work such a high-pressure job at the stock exchange, trading millions of dollars, and then go home and act like you don't have a care in the world?" And the guy said, "Oh, that's easy. This is my... See my yard right there? See that tree, that big weeping willow tree?" He said, "Yes, I see that." He says, "I call that my trouble tree. Every day when I walk into my house, I touch my weeping willow tree, but I call that my trouble tree. And I give all my troubles to the tree, and when I come out in the morning, I take my troubles back, knowing that they'll be there to wait for me." And Sue, about 2,000 years ago, a trouble tree was erected on Golgotha's Hill, and that is the place where we can put all of our troubles, because he says in 1 Peter, "Cast all your cares upon me, he says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. So he's our trouble tree. And so I can take my troubles to Jesus after listening to people day after day and know that he will take their needs, their all of their cares, and I can leave them with him. That's how I can do this and keep doing it.
Well, that's good. There's a good lesson there, right? Because in Philippians, it talks about be anxious for nothing, right? Mm. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice.
Yes.
And be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
And I have to remind myself of that quite frequently, actually, to not be anxious.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a biblical counselor, and you talk to mostly married couples.
I do. I seem to have an unusually high success rate with married couples. I also counsel individuals.
And why do you think you have a high success rate?
Well, because the tools that I have created over 40 years of counseling have been so successful. They've been refined, and they are biblically derived. They're not just humanistic tools. They're biblical tools based on biblical principles that help people to stop being anxious, help people to understand, why did my spouse go outside the marriage and have an affair? What's going on with this? And helping people to understand that and then giving them tools that they can walk out of my office with, take home, and use in the trenches of life.
Well, that's really awesome because, being married and, struggle and dysfunction, growing up in a dysfunctional home, we're not taught certain things. We're not taught, like, how to fight fair, for instance. We're not taught that, you know. It says, don't let your anger go. What is that?
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Yes.
Right.
And that was one I got from the Bible. I'm like, okay, that one I can do. I can do that. Don't know if my husband's going to want to do it, but I could do it. Let's just talk all night,
yes.
You know, but not always is that feasible. We can't always talk all night. Right.
Right.
And then what I was taught is, okay, if we can't talk about it now, at least tell the spouse that, no, we can't finish this now because I'm too exhausted. I'm not giving you all the attention you deserve. So we will take this up and you give them a time and a day that you will pick this back up to continue the conversation.
That's right. Get an appointment.
I thought that was very helpful. Very helpful information. Mm. But I think that a lot of those things are tools and things that we're not taught. So
yes.
To go to a place such as your place and be with you to find out how to deal with these things. Sometimes, even when I've talked to married couples, I find that it's very hard to distinguish what the real issues are. You know, there's a lot of like, he did, she did, you know, blah, 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 blah. But really, what is the deep root? What is the deep down thing? Okay, it could be pride. It could be ego. It could be humility. It could be a lack of saying, I'm sorry, right?
Yes.
Is there one that you find more than any other one in all the years that you've been doing this? Would you say that there's one that you could uncover to say it's the most frequent one? You know, they say money is an issue. Politics is an issue.
Yes.
What you do on your spare time is an issue.
Yes.
Is there one that stands out more than the others when you're counseling?
Well, when a couple walks into my office, I know that they have many needs, but the first of all their needs is an unmet spiritual need. It's an individual need between me and my Creator, and then secondly, me and my spouse. So we go to the spiritual first, give them tools about that, get that right, because Mark 12, verses 30, 31, Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. After you get that one down, to the degree that you achieve that one, the door opens and allows me then to do the second one, which is to love my spouse the way my spouse needs to feel agape'd. So that's, now, as far as genders go, men, I believe, their greatest nemesis is their arrogance and their anger. Not that women don't have that, but I believe what sabotages women more than anything else is their fear. Women are afraid. That's usually what sabotages them. So I kind of key in on those things to help them.
You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And we're talking to Scott Meacham, and he's a family counselor and talks mostly about, you know, marriage, right? I mean, you're usually dealing with marriage, married couples.
Yes.
On the most part.
Yes.
And you're down in Orange County.
Yes.
Great. I grew up in Orange County, so I love that place.
Yes.
But you know what? I wouldn't want to live there. I'm sorry, but I just wouldn't want to live there again. I drive through there and the traffic and everything, but I, you know, my roots are there. That's where I grew up. So I love Orange County. I just, I think I love where I live now better. let's see. Where do we want to go from here? First, I'm going to give the phone number to the listeners, 888-995-5552. For any married couple out there, or wife, or a husband that's listening, and you have a question that you'd like to have answered, maybe we could, maybe we can't, but we can give it a shot, so give us a call. Okay, so what is one of the principles that you feel other Christians are not aware of?
Well, I think one of the things that would help Christians to be aware of that they don't really think about is something that happened when Jesus was speaking. He was talking about eternity future, and he gives us a little snapshot of something that will take place in the future, and he says these words, "Whatever you did to the least of these brethren of mine, it's as though you did it to me." So he's talking about when we were down here living out our life on the earth, and what that means. While, Sue, there's only one correct interpretation of Scripture, there are several potential applications of the same Scripture. So one application of that truth is that when I give someone a bowl of soup, I'm giving Jesus a bowl of soup. Mm-hmm. When I'm giving you a blanket, I'm giving Jesus a blanket. When I speak to you in love, I'm doing that to Jesus. But the opposite is also true. When I yell at you, I'm yelling at Jesus. When I throw something at you, I'm throwing something at Jesus. So for me to be aware of that and to keep that in mind in my relationship with my spouse, that is a very sobering truth if I keep that in mind. That's a paradigm shift.
What kind of advice would you give a woman who tries to communicate to her husband about things that offend? And she explains these things to her husband, "These things offend me," mm-hmm. and the husband continually does them anyway.
Well,
because she's trying to be honest and open communication.
Right.
And he's choosing to not change a behavior or value her enough, could be, to make a change. And it's simple. There are simple changes.
Okay. A person does not make changes that are permanent until they experience the pain that their behavior gives to another person. So what that means is, she says, okay, when you do this, I feel this. So the next thing is, she says, would you please repeat that back to me the way that you heard me say it? So as they do this mirroring, repeating back mm-hmm. tool, which is not new, but as they do, then she says, does that make sense to you if you put yourself in my place? And I want you to know what that feels like. Because if you feel what I feel when you yell at me, it throws me way back to my childhood when I was 8 and my alcoholic father used to yell at me. That hurts me. Does that make sense to you? When a husband puts himself in that place of empathy, then he begins to be willing to make changes. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. What if the husband does not feel empathy? What if he understands what's being said, but yet it's not penetrating to
okay.
the point where it makes a change?
Sometimes that happens, and the answer to that is that they need more information. And if you will give them more information, and when I say information, I mean examples. Mm-hmm. Give them more examples. Examples are windows that let the light in so that a person can see through your eyes what you're trying to communicate. So more information, and then finally the light bulb will come on, I promise you.
Okay, we have Mary in San Diego. She's a KRPZ listener. Our radio is syndicated now, and our show goes to San Diego and also goes up to Santa Maria. Isn't
awesome.
That amazing?
Wow, that's
God
great.
God is good, isn't he? So, Mary, you have a comment?
Yes, I Yes.
Hi.
So it's funny that you're talking about, you know, mother and daughter relationships. I'm the only child, and my mom just turned 62, I believe, this past July. And she hasn't been happy for a very long time. I'm the only Christian out of the entire relatives, and she has been carrying around a lot of bitterness, anger, hurt. She has not let go of her past. She has low self-esteem as well. And I don't look to everyone to make me happy like she does. I look to God to make me happy, to give me his joy and his presence.
Mary, do you have a question for us?
My mom wrote me a letter. I have not read it yet. And I need to know if I should go through with this with her again. Because every time that God blesses me with something, and she doesn't, you know, and she sees she's not getting it, she starts, you know, writing to me about whatever it is to say something negative. And I don't, and I'm getting tired of doing the boxing.
Mary, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
This is Scott. I'm listening to what you're saying. If I asked you to find a verse in the Bible that dealt with joy, would you be able to find a verse like that?
Yes.
Okay, good for you. Now, there are many verses that deal with joy. If I could ask you to do this, take that verse that deals with joy. There are many verses, but just take one verse, or you can look up a concordance and find verses. Take those to your mom, and then you pray with her those verses back to the Lord like this. You go like this. Mom, hold my hand and pray with me. Dear God, you said the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I thank you that you are my strength. I thank you that you are here with me right now, and I praise you because you are everything I need. Thank you for the joy you're giving me right now. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you do that, I promise you it will change the way that she feels, because I think, which determines what I feel, which determines what I do.
Right.
Okay, Mary, we're going to go to the next caller, and I'll give information if you want to talk to Scott off the air or something. We can do that, okay? Anita, Mission Viejo, she's a client of yours, I think. Anita.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Anita.
You're lucky I don't play some joke on you, because I was going to. John's with me right now, and we just more want to give a testimony to him, because both John and I have been seeing Scott now for about 3 years, and what he does is biblically sound. He starts off in prayer, ends in prayer. I'm one of those kids that was molested by a Catholic priest and did not trust anybody. And my pastor of my church kept on saying, you need to see this guy. And I kept saying, I can't afford it. Well, Dr. Meekum called me up one day and said, hi, this is Dr. Meekum. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, you know, and I own my own business at the time, and I just didn't want to deal with it. He goes, well, it's free, so now what's your excuse? So the first year, he did not even charge me. And now the Catholic Church pays for it. But he does talk tools and timeout tools, and he gives you tangible things for your marriage to grow. And John and I have been married for 33 years. That's a long time.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
What Scott has taught us is the grass is greener on the side you watered on. So if you want your relationship to Jesus Christ to grow, then you need to water it.
Right. And get amen to that.
Yeah, into the Word. And if you dwell on the cruddy stuff, like that lady we just talked to, her mom, then that's what, you know, it's like garbage in, garbage out. So what I hear Scott saying is put good stuff and spiritual stuff. That's what he's taught me. And I'm still going through it. And there's days I don't want to go see him because I know it's going to be hard. But you know what? He's always got Jesus with me.
That's awesome, Anita.
And that has taken a tremendous amount of fear out of it.
That's great. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you Tuesday, Scott.
Okay. Well, Scott, we only have 3 minutes left, and I'm so sorry. But what would you like to say to the listeners? You know, if you could give help, you know, because we prayed about discernment and understanding that there's people listening that are probably hurting and struggling
yes.
in their marriage or just in a relationship,
yes.
any relationship, even with a relationship with the Lord. What do you want to just have this time and to just give advice or, you know, I don't know. I'm giving it to you. I'm hoping you can do something with it.
Thank you, Sue. Sure. What I would like to say is God never gives up. And please don't give up because there is always hope. And I was talking to a couple in my office, which is so many times repeated. Couples come to me and I open in prayer. They're crying. They don't have tools. The reason that you're not successful in your life or relationships is because you've not been mentored. You've not had anybody give you the tools that you need that work, that are based on the Word of God, because God's Word always works. So please don't give up, but find a counselor that is a biblical guy, not somebody who happens to be a Christian who does counseling. Find a person who does biblical Christian counseling, who gives you tools, and that will help you.
That's awesome. You know, on my SueFreeze.com, listeners, if you want to, you can go to SueFreeze.com, and Sue Freeze is spelled fries, and it's Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com. And if you go on there, you'll be able to listen to this podcast at another time, anytime you want. And if there's somebody that you want to hear this podcast or any other podcast that I've had for the last year and a half, 2 years, you can go on there and you can listen to the podcast. And it's a wonderful tool to be able to share this outreach. And also, there's a place on there for Helping Hands. And if Scott has, if you have anything that you'd like to place on there, like, you know, question, you know, 1 through 10, how do you know, you know, I tell people this, and I don't know if this is helpful, but if you ask anybody that you're in a relationship with, how am I doing, whether it's mother, daughter, sister, brother, father, husband, wife, whatever, how am I doing on a range from 1 to 10, and the person says, you know, a 5, then the next question would be is, what do I need to do to make it a 10 or a 9? I don't know if we ever reach a 10, but a 5. So you are listening to The Sue Freeze Show, and we're almost out of time, and I'm so sad to say that. So do me a favor until next week. Be a blessing to someone. You know, just wake up in the morning and say, you know, God, show me who needs me, and help me to be a blessing to someone today. I can't even ask you another question, Scott, because we're out of time. I'm so bummed.
Well, I just want to thank you for having me here. It's such
back?
An honor.
Will you come back?
I would love to come back. I would love to.
You drove so far, too.
I'm so
sorry.
Thank
but
you
come back again, okay? Because I think we have a lot to say. And
thank
I think
you,
that
Sue.
You have a lot to help people with. And everyone needs help. We all need help. We're all in this together, and we all
yes.
need help. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Sue.
Okay. And until next week, God bless you all. And, you know, don't give up.
God bless you. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Freeze Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.